Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at if Jesus is all you have all you need. Now in John 8:56, Jesus speaking said these words. He said, your father Abraham, he's the father of our faith. Jesus is the author of faith, but Abraham is the father of our faith. He says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. Abraham was born many, many years before Jesus, and yet God showed him the gospel according to Galatians 3:5-8. He says that he was preached the gospel. It was preached to Abraham, and he saw Jesus. And we're trying to establish that has to be the reason his faith was so strong. And if we want our faith to be so strong, we need to know it's all Jesus and no one else. It's Jesus. I don't need anything else. I have all I need in Jesus. And so our faith can really flourish when we see Jesus and we get to know Jesus and we have a relationship with Jesus. So let's pick up the service one more time.
No one's on the same level as Jesus. Say that. Say nobody's on the same level as Jesus. Even his name is above every name. No one. And it's vital that people look at Jesus and not at you. I know some ministries, boy, I'm going to be seen.
Yeah, come on.
I'm an evangelist. Well, don't talk, go evangelize.
Amen.
I'm a prophet. Well, prophesy something and let's see it come to pass after God's giving it to you.
Yes.
Don't point to yourself.
That's right.
Point to Jesus.
Amen.
Everything must be pointed to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, without Jesus, you can't help anybody. It's all about Jesus. It's not about Moses. That's Old Testament law. It's not about Elijah. That's the prophets. It's about Jesus, Yeshua, the Savior, God Almighty. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Listen, it's not about you. Whether you're a pastor, whether you're a worshiper, a worship leader, a musician, a dancer, a poet, an artist, a businessman, an usher, a greeter, a counselor, an intercessor, point them to Jesus.
Amen.
When you're up here singing, and I know someone in our band do that, the worship team. When you're up here, point them to Jesus.
Amen.
This is considered an altar, not a stage.
Amen.
Not a platform. It's an altar.
Amen.
Holy things take place on an altar.
Amen.
If you want bad things going to the world, and look at some of those musicians. Point them to Jesus. He is the answer. He is their redeemer. He is their faith.
Abraham
saw Jesus and his faith took him to a height that none of us have experienced. Because he saw Jesus. He saw the gospel. Now look at verse 34. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. You must remember, they knew about the cloud that followed the tabernacle. Remember, in the wilderness, for those 40 years, and in the day, there was a cloud, a pillar of smoke, and at night, there was a fire, and they knew that the cloud would come and rest in the Holy of Holies. And when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, if he had any impurities, if he was unclean, he would die right there where the flame, where the cloud was. So these guys knew all about this cloud. They were now scared. You see, they got into fear. A cloud came over and they were fearful as the cloud came over them. Remember Mount Sinai when the cloud came over and God said to Moses, go and bring men, leaders and I'll make them have the same spirit as you. And they said, no, you go up. We're not going up. You're going to speak for us.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
They were scared of the cloud. And right over there, even though Peter spoke unadvisedly about what happened, they entered the cloud. You know what it tells me? They entered into a new dispensation. We went into a new dispensation. I'm telling you, Jesus is everything you're ever going to need. Thank God for what Jesus did. Let me tell you something. Without Jesus, we would not be sitting in this church. We would be a lost cause, a hopeless case, totally done for. Without Jesus, you cannot do it. Without Jesus, if someone says, well, you need a crutch, say, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And so do you. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
When I first got saved, someone said that to me. You need a crutch. And I was so embarrassed because I was about 18. No, I don't need a crutch. I wish I knew then what I know now.
Yeah.
Amen. And so verse 35, I'll read it to you. It's not on there. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. There it is. This is my beloved son. Hear him. He didn't keep Elijah and Moses there and say, these are my beloved children. Hear them. He took them out. He focused them on Jesus. Put the cloud in them where God's glory was and his goodness. And he said, this. Not Moses. Not Elijah. Not Paul. Not Peter.
Amen.
Not Benny Hinn. Not Billy Graham. Not Pastor Jerry.
No.
This is my beloved son.
Yes.
This is my beloved son. Hear him.
Yes.
There are many ministers, you're not hearing God when they speak. They speak in something other. There are many prophets, he even says in Jeremiah 14:14, these people, I never sent them. They're prophesying lies and divinations of their own mind. I never gave them the word. You're not hearing Jesus. You need to know you're hearing Jesus. That's why you've got to keep your Bible with you. You've got to look up the scriptures all the time. Why do you think I give you so many scriptures? Because I could be standing here telling you lies. And if you don't see it for yourself, you would start to believe it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He took Moses and Elijah out. Took them away. And then he said, this is my beloved son, Jesus. Hear him. Wow. I want to show you one thing very quickly. Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptizer or John the Baptist. Some say Elijah and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. People don't know where to look. We've got to point them to Christ.
Yes.
It's not Elijah. It's not Jeremiah. It's not Isaiah. As good as their writings are, it came from God. It's Jesus. It's everyone say, it's Jesus. There are no two ways to get into heaven, but by Jesus is the only way. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man, no woman comes to God the Father excepting by and through me. It's Jesus. You've got to point them to Jesus. Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. We're confused.
Yeah.
Then he asked them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You're it. You are it. You are the Messiah. That means the anointed one with his anointing. You are the Messiah. You are it, Jesus. He pointed and said, you are this. Look what he says here. Jesus then replied, you are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You've got to have God give you the information.
Amen.
Don't make your own decisions. Let him help you.
Amen.
God has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being.
Right.
Point them to Jesus and the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Now I say to you, that you are Peter, which means rock or pebble. And upon this rock I will build my church. And people think the church is being built on Peter. No, he's talking about the revelation of who the Christ is. That's what I'm going to build my church on. On Christ as the Messiah. Christ the Messiah, not Peter. Even though they say he was the first pope. And if he was the first pope, he was married, incidentally. I rest my case. I don't go on from there. Now watch it. He says, I will build my church, right? And the powers of hell, everything that the devil's got in his arsenal, I don't care if they're nuclear tipped, if they're anti-ballistic missiles, I don't care what they are. He says, all the powers of hell will not conquer it. What's it? The church. Who's the church? You, the church. Not this building, the bricks. You're the church. And he says the devil and all of his power cannot defeat you. Cannot defeat you. Oh, cannot defeat you. Some of you just leave the can and you take the not away. No. Cannot. Can't. Cannot. Isn't, won't, shan't. Whatever, however you want to say it. Sani, Khani, Machni. That's Afrikaans. Cannot. Cannot. Cannot put sickness on you at will. Cannot steal your money at will. Cannot put an addiction on you at will. Cannot steal your marriage from you. Cannot, 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 cannot. All of the power of hell cannot come against you. That's why I said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you will condemn. Why? For you are my righteousness, says the Lord. We are the victorious ones. Amen. Amen. Now watch this. Stay standing because we're about done. He says, none of the powers of hell will not conquer the church. He says, and I will give you the keys or the authority, the Amplified says, of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid or bind on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit or loose on earth will be permitted in heaven. Who's the authority here? That's why I'm going to call for a summit meeting. And I'm going to get some people that know spiritual matters better than me. And we're going to pray and we're going to take down the spirit that's trying to take over Port St. Lucie. But we're going to the right place for the battle. You know, there was some time... Look, I'm closed. Some time ago, there were some ministers... I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. There were some ministers who hired or chartered an airplane and they flew up because they wanted to pray higher up so that they could be more effective. I'm not joking. And pull down strongholds. You remember that? That's natural. He says, your battle's not against flesh and blood. It's in the spiritual realm. I don't have to be. I'm already seated. Listen, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:6, I'm seated together with Christ in heavenly places. If I'm already seated in the spiritual realm in the heavenly places, then I'm praying from a position of victory and I'm looking down on the problem already. I'm not praying from a position of defeat. And I've got to know who I am in Christ and whose I am. I belong to Him. He's in me. And He said, now you've got the power of the Holy Ghost. Now go and be a witness to me. Now go and pull down strongholds. Now cast out demons. Now pray in other tongues. Now lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Yes, Lord. It's all Jesus. It's all thanks to Jesus. Everyone say, Happy Thanksgiving, Jesus. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesus. We give thanks for Jesus. Yes. The turkey's nice, but I prefer Jesus. Yes. Come on. Let's stand to our feet. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Point them to Jesus. Point them. Don't argue. Don't argue with them. Don't sit there and negotiate their salvation. Don't debate. I do not debate. I don't debate. Because if I'm debating, you're trying to prove me wrong. If you come for information, I'll talk to you for days. But if you come there to prove how right you are and how wrong I am, I'm not even going to discuss it. I'm going to say, hey, be what you will. Do what you will. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Castelo Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with